past couple of days we've been discussing the sugi of Mechza and Mechza here in the Gemara and the Chafes and the Beis. In our quotes, Machlokas Amaroyim, whether Mechza and Mechza is the Rov or is the Nakirov in Shchita. Discussed whether that's only a din in Shchita or really even from the beginning. We knew that it was a Kalatara Kula Dikidin. That's the discussion in the Gemara. And we were talking about some of the rayas. Last time we got to the second raya, the second brisa. I could pick up a little bit with this brisa to continue our discussion. What did the brisa say? Toshma shochad chatzig ageres v'shabak kedei shchita acheres v'gamo shchita suk shev. Brisa says that if you shech the chatzig ageres and then you have a shehiya, and then you go with the gageres, then it's shchita ksherim. So as Rashi explains, we're assuming that it's talking about behema, not oaf. Behema, not oaf. So you still have one and a half simonim, right? You still have at least another rov hasimon. You shechted only chatzi gargeris. But you still have to shech the kodah. You still have to shech the veshah. So zok the braisa, that even if you have the shehiya, shchita suk sheiru. The yam mechza mechza kirov, itrifala. If you hold mechza mechza kirov, Rashi explains that should make the animal into a treifa. Suka sagageris is berov. So if mechza mechza is kirov, then it should be considered a treifa. So comes the Gemara and says, no. Mi sarabba behema lova of. Mi manafsha. Hi mechza mechza kirov, ha'avi leruba. Hi mechza mechza ina kirov, lo avid velo klub. So the Gemara, really, we're not talking about behema, we're talking about of. So we're talking about oaf, so then there's no problem of treifas over here. Man of shach, if you hold mechza mechza kirov, if you go like rav, so then you finish the job, it's over. Ha'avad lei ruba, and it sounds like everything is finished. There's nothing to talk about. You can't have any paslis. There can't be shehiya, drosa, anything. You can't have a psul shchita once rov is done. So here the lashon of the brayis is that there'll be a psul shehiya. So that's not possible if mechza mechza is kirov. And if Metzah Metzah is not Kerov, then you haven't done anything. If Metzah Metzah is not Kerov, it's not going to be a treifa either. Right? Because cutting the kana, half of the kana, is not going to do anything. It has to be Berov. Okay? That's the Gemara. Initially, we thought we were talking about Behema, and then we said that we're talking about Oaf. What's interesting is that it's clear from the Gemara that if we're talking about Oaf, and if Metzah Metzah is Kerov, so then Shehiya can never be a pasless. And there's no need for any complicated discussion. We spoke at great length. Could there be a problem of shehiya if the second chelik of the kan is also mechza mechza kirov? So you have a new tchilas hashchita. You don't even need that. You don't even need that. Shehiya could never be a pasles. It sounds from the Gemara. But if you're talking about oaf, which only needs a simen echad, hechsherah b'simen echad, so if you hold mechza mechza kirov, of course shehiya is not going to be a problem. It's finished. It's over. The shechita is done. There's nothing to talk about. The kasha is, we've mentioned many times that Rashi has his famous shita, the Shehiya B'mir Basra Pasles. Right? That's Rashi Lamed Beis. We keep on coming back to it, because it's a shita that a lot of the Achronim talk about. It plays out in many sugis. So the question is, how does Rashi understand this Gemara? This Gemara is a glaring contradiction to Shita's Rashi. The Gemara seems to assume that if Mechza Mechza Kirov, once you shech mechza mechza of one simon, of simon echad, the oaf of the koneh, shehiya can never pasel. Shehiya will not pasel. That's not true. Rashi holds shehiya can pasel the mir basra. Let's say a person continues to shech the koneh, and he's shoah before he even finishes the koneh. He's shoah again. He was shoah over here, he shech the mechza, then he stopped. Let's say he shechs another quarter, and he stops again. Is that okay? From the Gemara, it sounds like, yeah, because everything is over. You don't even need that. Mechza mechza is kirov. Avad le'ruba, everything is done. But it's not done. According to Rashi, if you show up in the Basra, that should be a problem. The mashmos of the Gemara is that once you do mechza mechza kirov, there's nothing to talk about. It's never going to pasul. Shia can never pasul. Chartz docha, glaring contradiction to Shita's Rashi. So who's sensitive to this kasha? Who is sensitive to this kasha? Anyone? Rashi himself. Rashi asked the kasha. Exactly. Rashi asked the kasha. He knew the Gemara. I mean, the Rashi is Lamed Beis. This is before Lamed Beis. He knew the Gemara. Rashi on Lamed Amed Beis that talks about the other psule shchita b'miyot simon. Right? That's the big tosfos Hechlid on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. So Tosis makes reference to Rashi on Daf Lamed Beis. The Mishnah on Lamed Beis talks about the Psul of Shehiyah, but they're talking about Chalodah on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. So there, when they say Chalodah, but Miyat Simonim, so Rashi, so Tosis makes reference to the Rashi later. But all the sugyas are coming together. Rashi there on Lamed Amid Beis is sensitive to this kasha. He says, "Va'afagav deshanina le'el shachar chatzi nageres v'shava v'gamar shchita v'yukimna ba'ov v'acharna mimonav shach the e mechza mechza kirov ha'avad le'ruba alma demechi avad ruba bekashus lo chayish lepsula demiyuta." Poshut. It sounds like mechza. If you hold mechza mechza kirov, there's no problem. There's no problem with chalal. There's no pasulus to speak about. Not shehiya and chalada and drosa. There's nothing. Nothing's going to be a problem here anymore. How can that be? But I hold that shehiya b'miyat basa is a problem. So what does Rashi say? He doesn't really answer the question. I mean, he answers, but he says lo samchinan ahahu shinuya the dichu yhu the dachi the time of mishum the mechza mechza eno kirov. Rashi says that, you know, Chanami, you're right. I mean, if you interpret the Gemara kipshuto, so then it's a kasha against me. But it's just the dichui ba'alma. The Gemara is not, it doesn't really mean it seriously. Gemara thought initially we're talking about behema, and then it had a kasha on Rav. So it says, no, we're talking about oaf, and then everything works out nicely. So it's taka true according to that dichui. According to that dichui, it's really a problem, Rashi says. But it's just the dichui ba'alma. The real answer is that mechza mechza is not kirov. Why does he say that the real answer is mechza mechza is not kirov, but that's not what the Gemara says? Well, that's going to be the maskon of the Gemara anyway. Right? The maskon of the Gemara that we're going to get to, mitzvah Shem, today, tomorrow, right, is that really mechza mechza b'shchita eino kirov. So that's the final word, Rashi says. So even though here, temporarily, it sounds like the Gemara is saying something that's against me, but it's just a dichui ba'alma anyway. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But it's taka true. It's taka true. Shehiyah would be a problem with miyat basa, says Rashi. So even if you were to say mechza mechza kirov, that wouldn't solve the problem if you did a shehiyah later. But the real answer is that mechza mechza is not kirov. You really haven't done anything. That's why it's not going to be a treifa. So when you shech past the mechza mechza, then you're starting the whole shechita. So that's why it's not going to be a problem anyway. Questions are still hand up. Yes. No, but the kasha of the Gemara is against Rav, right? Rav says mechza mechza kirov. So the Gemara asks the kasha. You see, mechza mechza is not kirov. That's the kasha. What's the teretz of that kasha? You're right. It's not kirov. That's the answer. Period. So if you were to give that answer from the beginning, Rashi would not be shver. Rashi's not difficult. It's because the Gemara wants to stand on its head and answer even according to Rav. That's what gets the Gemara into trouble. Rashi says, it's not a problem against me. The real answer is that mechza mechza taka is not kirov. And that's what the maskan is going to say anyway. So here, the Gemara is pilpuling. So taka, in the pilpul, it's against me. But it doesn't really matter. That's not the real answer anyway. That's Rashi's point. Comes the Beis Halevi and says a very interesting chiddush. He has a lumbus to try to answer this kasha. It's a very interesting answer because it's not Rashi's answer. Right? The kasha is on Shitas Rashi. Rashi was sensitive to the kasha. He answered it according to himself. Comes to Beis Halevi and says, look, I know Rashi Shita, but I'll give you a lumbus answer that Rashi didn't even give. What's the Beis Halevi answer? He says, why is it that Shehiyah b'miyat basa is a problem? And we keep on coming back to the same yisur. Why is Shehiyah b'miyat basa a problem? Because miyat basra is nichlal in the ma'aseh shchita. Right? The yisod of Rashi that shehiyah b'miyat basra can pasul is that even after you've done rov, it's not really over. It's over, but it's not over. Meaning, it can be over, but you can choose to not make it over. Right? If you continue the shchita, then the miyat basra is going to be nichlal in the ma'aseh shchita. It's going to be like a hemshech of the ma'aseh shchita. That's the yisod. So because it's nichlal in the hemshecha, it's considered a hemshecha of ma'aseh shchita, so apsul in the miyat basa is going to be a problem because it's apsul in the shchita. You think the shechita is over? What's he doing? He's just cut. It's the same thing as cutting a leg or cutting an arm of the behemoth. It's not, says Rashi. It's the simen. So because it's the simen, it can be nichlal in the ma'isa shechita. It can be nichlal in the ma'isa shechita. Rashi, after all, holds on daf chafa mebeis that simanim shleimim, the fact that you have to shech the simen shalim, that's a din derabanan or a din deraisa. Josh. Right? The fact that you have to shech simanim shleimim, Rashi holds, is taka deraisa, right? Lechatchili is supposed to shech the simanim shleimim. So that means that really the simen shalim is nichlal in the ma'isa shechita, but it doesn't have to be. It's your choice. If you finish the simen, then it is nichlal in the ma'isa shechita. If you don't finish the simen, it's not going to be nichlal. Comes the Beis Halevi and says, what's the pshat? The pshat in that is that really you're supposed to shech kol asim. You're supposed to shech kol asim. But if you shecht Rav Asim and Ruba Kakula means it's as if you shechted kol. That means that the miut is nigrar after the rov. The miut follows the rov. But it's really treated up then as if you shechted kol. So it's as if it's treated up then that you shechted kol. So if you do shecht kol, if you have the foil, if you b'metzius shecht kol, of course the kol is going to be nichlal m'maisa shechita. Because rov is not rov. Rov is kol, right? The real requirement is to shech kol. The din lechatchil is to shech kol. So if you shech the rov, it's ke'ilu you shech the kol. But if the whole thing is a ke'ilu, rubo kakula means ke'ilu you shech the kol. So certainly if you go through the motions and you actually do shech kol, of course the kol is going to be nitfas in the ma'isa shechita. It's going to be nichla. It's going to be included in the ma'isa shechita. Avada. Because the whole idea is that the miut is nigrar after the rov, so we treat the rov as if you shechted the miut as well, you shechted the kol. So if that's the pshat, then if you go ahead and you really do shech the kol, then of course it's going to be part of the shechita. Comes the Beis Halevi and says, but if you hold mechza mechza kerov, what does that mean? You think mechza mechza kerov is the same as rubo kakulo? It's the same halacha? It can't be the same as the halacha. Because rubo kakulo by shechita, the reason why shechita's rov works is why nachamo? Because the miut is nigrar after the rov, but the miut is dragged by the rov, and we treat it if you shecht the rov as if you shecht the kulo. What are you going to say if you shecht mechza mechza? The other mechza is nigrar after the first mechza. One half is nigrar after the other half. Why? My ulme the high mechza, my high mechza. It's mechza and mechza. It's not rov and miut. It's mechza and mechza. You can't say that the second mechza that you didn't shecht is nigrar after the first mechza. Why? What's the strength of the second mech, of the first mechza over the second mechza? The Beis Halevi al Karchuch, what you have to say is mechza mechza kirov is not the pshat that is ke'ilu yishach the kula. It's the mechza mechza is enough. The halach al mosh misina lo tishai aruba means that mechza works for shechita. Yishach rov, that's noch better, that's even better. But if you shech mechza, that's enough. Sagi b'mechza, it's enough to shech mechza. Not that mechza. Mechza kerov means mechza is kerov. It's like rubo kakulo. It's like yishechted kulo. Nein, that's not the pshat, zok the Beis Halevi. Rubo kakulo and mechza kerov are not the same halacha. Rubo kakulo means if you shecht rov, it's as if you shechted kulo because the miut is nigra after the rov. But by mechza kerov, you can't say that because one mechza can't be nigra after a second mechza. Must be the din is mechza kerov. According to Rav, but in the Havamin of the Gemara, mechza kerov is that. For shechita, all you need is mechza. The halacha mashmi sina tells me that if you shech mechza, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough. Up the Beis Halevi, if that's the case, then this kasha is not sure against Rashi. Rashi holds shehiya the miut basra is going to be a problem. It's got pasra. But that's only because the miut basra is nigra after the rov. So if you do shech the miut basra and you have a shehiya, you have some kind of pasra's drosa, chalod, or whatever. In the miut basra, that's like a pasulus in the ma'isa shechita. But if you'd say mechza mechza kerov means that mechza is enough, it's not kekulo. Mechza mechza kerov is not kekulo. Mechza is enough in shechita. So then, miut basra, the second mechza, is not a chelik of the ma'isa shechita. So if it's not a chelik of the ma'isa shechita, it's not going to be a problem, even according to Rashi. It's the Beis Halevi's magic. It's alamdisha magic. Right? It's gevaldik. He's saying mechza mechza kerov is a different halacha. It's not a rubo kakulo de gedin. It's a different halacha. Halacha mosh mesina that now mechza is enough. Mechza is enough. If you would have shecht rov according to the Beis Halevi, right? If you would have shecht rov, and then you were shol b'mir basra, maybe that taka would be a problem. Right? If you shechted rov, so then the miyot is nigrar after the rov, right? If you shechted rov, it says if you shechted kulo, so you're picking on that din of rubaka kulo, so maybe shiva b'mir basra would be a problem. But if you shechted only mechza, and then you were shol, and then you finish, so then that second part is not nigger after the first part. So there's no... We just say that the mechza is enough. The mechza is the end of the shechita, and that's it. And it's over. And it's over. And it's not going to apostle, but me a pastor. Why didn't Rashi answer the best of these lumbas? Rashi also was a lumb. Why didn't Rashi send the time based on it? Rashi l'shitasa. We talked Rashi. What does Rashi hold about me, about mechza, mechza, kirov? Does Rashi hold mechza, mechza, kirov is that mechza is enough? No, we talked about that, right? We said that the machlokas or the mechza, mechza, kirov according to Rashi or not is, do I treat mechza as if you did rov simanim, or is it not that you did rov simanim? It's not that mechza is sufficient. It can't be that mechza is sufficient, we said, according to Rashi. Why? Right? The Shita Mekubetzis wanted to say that maybe the machlokas is, what is shchita? Right? Is mechza sufficient? As long as you don't have rov hasiman that's not, that shalem, you're okay. Mechtz is sufficient. Or is it pshat? No, you need a maisa shchita beruba. We said that's very difficult to say that mechtz is sufficient by a shchita. Mechtz is sufficient by a shchita. So then what's the connection to Tanur? Right? The raya from Tanur sounds like this is not just a din in shchita, that mechtz is sufficient in shchita. No, it's a din in rov and kolatar kula. If you only did mechtz, is that already treated as if it's rov? If you only did mechza, is it already treated as if it's rov? So that's the Pshan Rashi, then the Beis HaLevi is not going to work. The Beis HaLevi wants to make a magical chilik between the din of Ruba Kakulo and Shchita and the din of Mechza Mechza Kirov and Shchita. The Mechza Mechza Kirov doesn't mean that it's as if you shechted kol ha-simen, that if you shechted rov, if you shechted kulo. No, it's that it's a Mechza sufficient. But Rashi didn't learn like that. Rashi learned that if mechza mechza kirov, the pshat is, even though you only did a maisa in mechza, al pidin we treat it as though you did the maisa berubo. You did the maisa berubo. And if that's how you understand mechza mechza kirov, avada the miut could be nigrar. Right? Avada the miut could be nigrar basar rov. Right? If we treat it as though you did it berubo, so then we're looking at it as though what's remaining is not the rov. Right? Rashi says mechza mechza kirov means it's as if you did it berubo, not that mechza is sufficient. It's as if you did it berubo. So that's why Rashi was troubled with this kasha. If it's as if you did it berubo, so then the psul of shiyah b'mir basra should still be a problem, because mechza mechza kirov is just an extra chiddush on top of rubo kakulo to say that if you only did mechza, still al pidin halacha mashmisina, that's treated like you did rov, and rubo kakulo, it's as if you did the whole thing. So Rashi says, if that's the case, then Shiva Mibasa would should taka be a problem. So Yitaka answers that in Achanan it would be a problem if you have Matzah Matzah Kirov. It's only the real answer, the Gemara, is Matzah Matzah is not Kirov, and that's why it's not an issue at all. But Rashi couldn't say like the Beis HaLevi, because he holds that Matzah Matzah Kirov doesn't mean Matzah is enough, but rather Matzah Matzah Kirov means it's as if you shechted Rubo. It's as if you did Rubo. So if it's treated like you did rubo, it's like a rubo kakulo dikadin. It's an extension of the rubo kakulo dikadin. So then shehiyah b'mir basa would still be a problem. Shehiyah b'mir basa would still be a problem. Yeah.
We touched upon this a little bit before, but according to Beis HaLevi, who says that mechza is enough, how does that fit into the din rov that you need by the siman? Like how does that fit into the logic that we need rov,
mechza,
if they say
mechza
is enough, it has every
back with
the mar that we need rov. And what's the din? Like,
Rav holds that the halacha mashmi sinai expands the din of rubak kulo. Mechza is also called a rov. That's the halacha mashmi sinai, that is called a rov. Why is it called a rov? It just means if lo tashai aruba, if you didn't leave rov, that's treated that you cut rov.
Mechza isn't
kirov,
it's mechza just sufficient mechza.
Isn't or is?
I mean, it is kirov, but it's just mechza is enough. It's
like
I'm not saying that mechza.
No, the din of lo tashai aruba means that you have to shecht a mechza, and the halacha which we've seen is that is treated like rov. If lo tashai aruba, it's as if you shechted aruba. The other day I hold no, that the halacha which we've seen was shchot aruba, you have to actually shecht aruba. right? The whole machlokas is there halacha mashmisina that you have to actually shachri bo or no? If lo tishairu, if you don't leave rov, it's as if you shachted rov. Keilu, it's keilu that you shachted rov, and that's enough. That's called shachting rov. So what does the Gemara say? Manavshach. If we're talking about an oath, manavshach, it's going to be kasha. Why? If mechtzamach says krov, ha'avid le'ruba, mechtzamach says enok krov, lo avid v'lo klum. Very modern statement in the Gemara. Listen to the words of the Gemara. Gemara asks a kasha on Rav. Quotes a b'raisa and asks a kasha on Rav. Oh, mechtzamach says krov. How do you understand the b'raisa? So comes the Gemara and says, not talking about behem, it's really talking about oath. Manavshach, everything's going to be fine. If you hold Mechtza Mechtza Kerov, it's good. If you hold Mechtza Mechtza Nakarov, it's also good. If you hold Mechtza Mechtza Nakarov, who's talking about the Manda Omer Mechtza Mechtza Nakarov? Gemara asks the Kasha against Rav. So the Gemara should have said, we're not talking about Behemoth, we're talking about Oath. And according to Rav, there's no problem, because Mechtza Mechtza is Kerov. Mechtza Mechtza Kerov, once you did Mechtza Mechtza, Ovid Leiruba, it's a Shechita Gemara, the Oath is Kasha. Adkan, don't. We don't need extra lines in the Gemara. We're not trying to add space here. Why mention E mechtza mechtza eino kerov? You did nothing. It's like a chatzi kona problem. Why mention that? That's not. We're not talking in both shitas. We're talking within Rav. So the kasha's on Rav. So answer the kasha for Rav. Misavit ba behema lo ba of. We're talking about of and mechtza mechtza kerov. So once you shech the mechtza, then you're finished. You're home free. You have a shita ksher. It's really a pellet. So the Ran in his Chidushim has a very important comment here, just in Pshat in the Gemara. How the Gemara, what the Gemara was saying. Gemara is not talking about both shitas. It's talking within Rav. We're talking within Rav. The Gemara is invoking the comment that it had on Chav Ches Amidez. What does the Chidush Ran say? Midrabana. What did we say before? Right? Is Mechza Mechza Kerov or is it not Kerov? Lamaskana, we're going to say everyone holds a Mechza Mechza is not Kerov. But even in the Havamin, even in the beginning of the Gemara, Gemara says that even Rav will admit, right, that although Minatora Mechza Mechza is Kerov, Midrabana, it's not Kerov. Chazal make a Gzeira according to Rav. Right? Even in the Havamina, no one's going to say Mechza Mechza is Kerov Lahalocha. Even in the Havamina, Rav holds Midrabanan Chazal made a Gzer that Mechza Mechza is not Kerov. Rav Kana says Minatora it's not Kerov, but even Rav holds it's not a Rov Midrabanan. Minatora though, he says that it is a Rov. So comes the Ran and says that's Pshat in the Gemara. What the Gemara is saying is that we're not talking about Behema, we're talking about Ov. And then according to Rav, it's great. Because if you're talking about the Raisa level, Mechza, Mechza, Kirov, Ha'ava, Le'ruva, you did Rov, so everything is finished. There's nothing to talk about. Ah, you'll tell me what? Midrabanan, even Rav admits it's not Kirov. But then you haven't done anything anyway. It shouldn't be a trefa either. It's all within Rav. If you're going on a Raisa level, so then Mechza, Mechza is Kirov, then the Shechita is Shechita Gemur, it's finished. If you're going on the Rabbanan level, if you're sensitive to the fact that even Rav holds Midrabanan and it's not going to be Kerov, and then you're saying, if it's not Kerov, then what? Then the Shechita is not finished, it should be a Trefa. It can't be a Trefa, it's not Rov. So if it's not Rov, it can't be a Trefa anyway. Continues the Ran, V'lekel amemet l'inyin Shechita enon Kerov l'chumra Midrabanan, av l'inyin Trefa vade midina reo Kerov. Kevin Eshaw mitrefa lei sherei embo shir Shechita Midrabanan. What's he saying? Why did the Chachamim say that Mechza Mechza is not Kerov Ashkita? Why? Because we're afraid of what? So if we say Mechza Mechza is Kerov Ashkita, then you're not even going to Shech Mechza. So Chazal say Shech the real Rov. Shech the real Rov. Because if you only Shech Mechza, then if we allow you to only Shech Mechza, then you might Shech less than Mechza. So that Chumra applies to Shechita. We want you to do a certain amount. So we force you to do more than you really have to. You really should be able to do mechza. But the problem is you might do less than mechza. So we say, do rov mamish. Don't do mechza, because you might do less than mechza. So do rov mamish instead of mechza. correct the Ran, but by treifa, that's not shayach. What, there's a chumra by treifa? Really, metza metza is kirov. So if metza metza is kirov, if you have shchita sakhane b'mechza, it's really like shchita b'rov, shchita b'rubo. So you'll say, what? Midrabanan, it's not kirov, it's not called a shchita. So let it not be a shchita, but the ov should be a treifa. There's no derabanan to say that mechza mechza is not going to be kirov by treifa. Right? We'll say that mechza mechza is not going to be kirov by shchita because we want you to do mechza, and we're afraid you might not even do mechza. So we're going to be machmer on you to take away the din of mechza mechza kirov. But what's the chumra by treifa? Fakert, it's a kula. If we say mechza mechza is not kirov, then it's a kula. It's not going to be a treifa. So maybe you'll say that mechza mechza is not kirov le'inyan shchita, but le'inyan treifa it still should be kirov because the chumra, the gzeira drabanan applies by shchita because that's a chumra, but the gzeira drabanan can't apply by treifa. It'll turn out to be a kula by treifa, not a chumra. To say mechza mechza is not kirov by treifa, that means if it's not kirov, then it's only a chatzi kana pogam, and the oaf is not going to be a treifa. That's a chumra. Right? So Chazal are not going to... No, Chamo. To say that Mechza Mechza is not Kirov, so if Mechza Mechza is not Kirov, that means it's only a Chatzi Kana Pogam, and then the animal is not a Treva, that's a Kula. That's a Kula. Chazal are not going to be Mekil. They'll leave it on the Din Daraisa that the Oaf is a Treva. So what have you answered? How can you say that if mechza mechza is kirov, great, the shchita is done. And if mechza mechza is not kirov, then the oaf is not going to be a treva. Right? Nothing's happened. Right? If mechza mechza is not kirov midrabanan, then nothing has happened. What are you talking about? Linyan shchita, nothing has happened. Chazal say that there's no shchita by mechza mechza. But they're going to be mekel to say that there's no din treva by mechza mechza shouldn't be considered kirov. Why should that be? So Zokhtar Ran, it has to be. You can't be mechalik between shchita and treifa like that. The less that the chashvina le'ruba mishem shchita hu shana roa noso kilu nishcha ruba v'efshel asosa kerov linyan treifa v'lo linyan shchita. If you say that mechza mechza kerov, right, what do we have? There are two dinim over here. Din of shchita, mechza mechza eino kerov midrabban, right? The treifa, you'll say mechza mechza kirov, min haTorah, right? The whole zera drabana that we're afraid that you might not do mechza. Well, what do you mean you might not do mechza? If it's caught b'mechza, that's kirov, so that's a treifa. What? So we should say no, mechza mechza is not kirov, and it's not going to be a treifa. Of course, so we'll say mechza mechza kirov. We'll leave it on the dindaraisa for treifa. Dr. Ran, what are you saying? If you're going to say min haTorah mechza mechza kirov, and it should be a treifa, what you're saying is that we treat it as though the rove is cut. That's how mechza mechza kirov. We treat it as though the rove is cut and it becomes a treifa. Listen to the words that you're saying. We treat it as though rove is cut. If rove is cut, then that's a shchita kshera. It didn't get cut by itself. You cut it. So if you're going to treat it as if rove is cut, it's a tarti desasri to say that it's not a shchita. It has to be a shchita. And since we can't say mechza mechza kirov by shchita, there's a chumra, the rabbanan not to treat mechza mechza kirov by shchita. You can't treat it l'chumra kirov by treifa, because then you're saying that rov taka is cut al pi din, and if rov is cut al pi din, then it's a shchita ksheira. You can't have it both ways. It'll be a tarta desasri. That's pshat. It's a yishak. Really, a beautiful pshat in the Gemara. Gemara is all about wrath. All about Ra. The Gemara is saying we're really talking about Oaf, and Manav Shach is going to be good, because if Mechza Mechza Kirov, obviously the Shchita is good. And if Midrabanan, if you say even Rav agrees on a Rabbanan level, the Mechza Mechza is not Kirov. So if Mechza Mechza is not Kirov by Shchita, then it's not going to be a problem, even for Treifa. Because if you'll tell me that it's Mechza Mechza is Kirov for Treifa, then you have to say that the Shchita is good. So it's not going to be a problem either way, says the Rav. That's how he explains the Gemara, Aliba de Rav. Question.
I was thinking that this might be something that we learned already in And we said that according to Rabbi Chaim, trained by Yitzhak Esaro and the Maizeh Shvi, but maybe according to our opinion, this fits well. But according to our opinion that Trevor is something separate, why would we say that it is a Tartar Esaro?
Why is it related to that? The fact is, once the simen is cut, the rubo, then there's going to be a treifa. I don't care whether it's a chisaron in the heter ashrita or it's not a chisaron in the heter ashrita. The fact is that once the simen is cut, you cut the simen, right? Treifa can occur by itself, but if you were the one who cut the simen, so if it's berubo, the shrita is good, right? It can't not be good because you were the one that did the cutting. So if you're going to tell me mefza mefza kerov makes it as though it's as if rubo is cut, so then by definition that's called a shchita. So it's not going to be a treifa, right? Shchita's treifa might be a chisar in the ma'isa shchita, but that's if the animal or the oaf is already a treifa. If this ma'isa chatich is making it into a treifa, it can't make it into a treifa if it's a shchita ksheira at the same time. Right? That's not going to happen. Let's go weiter to the next chelik of the Gemara, which we actually saw yesterday. We connected it to the previous point. Toshma. Haresha yechatzi konapogam v'hotsiv alav kol shu v'gomram shkitosu ksheira. Yamin me'atza matza kerov, treifa havya. Same kasha as before, basically. Here we must be talking about oaf, because as Rashi points out, hotsiv alav kol shu is mashma that you're mosif only in the kon. Behema requires both kon and veshet, so we're still talking only by oaf. So zokta b'raisa chatzik on a pogim also lo kol shuv gomer shchitas ukshem. So frak the gemara nochama, if mechza mechza kerov we're going like rav, so it's a treifa. So amar rava shani yilin in treifa divin and rava nira leinayim. So it says rava, no, it's not a kasha. By treifa you need rava nira leinayim. You need a rov gomer, as Rashi says. Kolma rov gomer. Amalei abaye v'lo kol dechen hu ma treifa de b'mashu mitrefa. Hecha de bina ruba bina rova nira lay naim. Shchita da de ika ruba lo miskashra lo kolshken de bina rova nira lay naim. Abaye asks, how can you split between treifa and shchita? The whole vort of rova is that maybe treifa is different, maybe it needs a rov gum. But shchita wouldn't need a rov gum. The iyan bin mechza mechza kerov, mechza mechza would be enough for shchita, doesn't need a rov gum. So yam mechza mechza kerov, it should be a treifa. Zok rova, no, you need a rov gum, you need more than mechza by treifa. Treifa is different than shchita. Frek d'abaye, how can treifa be more chomer than shchita? Right? We find that, how can you say that treifa requires more of a rov than shchita, I should say. Right? By treifa, we find the kuvas aveshet is b'mashu. You can't have a treifa without rov, even b'mashu. But shchita has to be b'rov. So if you need a rov hanira leinayim by treifa, you need this extra rov, this rov gone by treifa. So kol shkem b'shchita, you should need such a rov. So you can't make such a chilek. So the upshot of the Gemara is the kulei alam mefza mefza eino kerov, and the whole machlokes is talking about Pesach. Okay, well, we'll have to get to that. This is the shock of the time of the Gemara. So what does Rava mean? Rava is drawing a distinction, a chiluk between shchita and treifa. What does he say? Shani lin treifa debina rov hanira leinayim. What is rov hanira leinayim? So Rashi says rov hanira leinayim klomer rov gomer shehu nika. Rov gomer shehu nika. What's made thus? What does that mean? What kind of a rov is that? So the Rashba is a very interesting interpretation of this Rashi. Rashba says, "V'askinan hachad l'gabi shchita mechza mechza in a kerov, v'lebeina rov hanira leinayim." Perish, rov mamish shu mishuar v'nira leinayim lo shiyaya mechza mitzumtzum nidon kerov. What's the Rashba say? Rashba says, "Rov hanira leinayim." That's a rov hamishuar. What does that mean in English? A measured rov, where you can see the, you can measure the rov, V'nira leinayim, lo shiyehe hamechza mitzumtzum nidom kerov. It's not a mechza mitzumtzum nidom kerov. It's a rov hamishur. Well, what's he saying? He's saying it's not that it's a halachic rov. Mechza is a halachic rov. It's not a rov in mitzias. It's not physically rove. Rove means majority, right? We know what the word rove means. Right? Majority is 51%. Matzah matzah is not 51%. But al pidin Rav treats it like it's 51%. Matzah matzah is kirov. Zokt rova by treifa, you need rov hanira leinayim. That means a rov hamishur, meaning a measurable rov. In mitzius, not just the halachic rov, but that you can measure the rov. 51%! That's what it means according to the Rashi. V'chein pirish Rashi zechrona levrocha ve'ikar. And Rashi also explains rov hanira leinayim, that's a rov hamishur, says the Rashi. 51% that you can measure. You can measure, it can't be metzah. Metzah, it has to be a little bit more than that. What's rov hanira leinayim? Dr. Ashbaugh. Rov hamishur. Rov b'metzius. Not rov b'halocha. Mechza. A rov b'metzius, 51%. That's what it has to be. And he learns that way b'das Rashi. He learns that way b'das Rashi. He says, I'll bring you rayas that this is the robe that you need. He says, Teida, the ha'ad hashtav is al-kadaito, the mechza mechza kirov, the akshinan alevi itchi. Till now we've been assuming what? That mechza mechza is kirov, rav, it's rav shita, mechza mechza kirov, and we keep on asking on rav. Mechza mechza kirov, how can this be? Mechza mechza kirov, how can this be? Alma lo dochina le'ali mechza mechza, and lukmina b'rov mamish. So comes Rava now and says, no, shani lina treva debin and rov hanira le'nayim. So Zokta Rajbo, well, what's Rava saying? He's saying treifa is not enough to have mechza mechza, but rather you need super rov. What super rov are we talking about? Super rov? No, we're talking about physical rov, right? We're talking about a rov, I'm sure, not mechza mechza. Something more than mechza mechza. So it doesn't make any sense, Zokta Rajbo, that we're talking about Ruba de Minka, that's the other option, right? Ruba de Minka, a really recognizable rove, really super rove, right? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about more than Mechza Mechza. It doesn't have to be really Nikar La'ayin, Nira Le'nai. It doesn't have to be Nikar La'ayin. No, that's what the Lashon sounds like. It says that can't be because we keep on trying to prove that Rav is incorrect. Rav thinks Mechza Mechza is kirov. So now we're saying, no, by treifa you need more than Mechza Mechza. Some stuff it means a rov mitzias, a rov hamishur, 51%. V'od teida, it should be with an ayin. The amar rov alinin treifa bein a rov hanir alein ayin. V'im hanikar mamish ka'amar, kloma rov godol shu nikar mamish. L'inyin treifa below ruba. Not sure how this reads, but uka osa sha'amar bivrachas. He gives you an example where you taka need ruba deminka. Ka osa sha'amar bivrachas ruba deminka. Ruba deminka. The letter's missing all over the place over here. Mistakes. The COVID normally doesn't have mistakes. I'm shocked. Proofreader must have been off that day. Uka osa sha'amar bivrachas ruba deminka be'ina churov gadol hanikar meirachok. What does that mean? What's the case in brachas? Zimun. Right, if you have a zimun, so to have a zimun ba'asara, how many people have to have eaten bread? Right, how many people? You don't need everyone to eat bread, but you need what? A ruba de minka. Right, six is not enough. Six would just be rov. You need seven. You need a ruba de minka. You need super rov. That it's nikar that you have a rov. Says Dr. Ashba, mi ikala manda amad linian treifa lo te osra chi hesham rov godol hanikar leinai. Treifa needs rov hanikar leinai. Ruba de minka? Hecham matzin udova kaze. It has to be nikar leayin, so recognizable. We don't find such a concept. Right? So the whole idea of rov hanikar leinai, he's talking about treifa. By treifa, we never find that you need ruba de minka. Why should you have such a? It has to be so nicker. It makes much more sense. Ela rov gomra hamishur kama ve'ikar must mean rov hamishur by treifa. Who would have imagined that you need a ruba de minka? Who would say that you need a ruba de minka? Such a recognizable rov, majority should be sufficient. And finally, Zokta Rashba, it's a brice in Taras Kohanim. Tanoim say this. Vitani b'toras kohanim lahavdu ben hakodesh ben hachol ben hatomer ben hator. The last pasuk in Parashat Shmini. Ein tzorach lomer ben parah lachamar v'halomer for roshen hin. The Torah doesn't have to tell us that the parah is a behema ksheir and a chamar is a behema that's non-kosher. It said before, you need mafresis parasa, malas gera. It gave you the simonim. Ve'ela ben tzimei alocha l'tahor alocha ben shenishcha rubo shalkona l'nisho chetzio. V'kamu ben rubo l'chetzio m'lo sara. The Torah's konim says that the whole, the chiddush of the Torah, l'havla ben atami ben atami ben atar, that's to say, ben shenishcha chetzio l'nisho rubo, which requires havdalah. Right? In the ain das havdalah minayin, you need das to have havdalah. Right? You have to look very carefully. It's not nikola ayin. It's not so obvious. You have to look carefully. You have to be mavdil. It's kimelo sara. It's a hair's breadth. Right? A hair's width. It's very small. It's just 51%. It's a rov hamishur. Dr. Ashbat, mefurish and Torah's calling him that you don't need ruba deminka by shchita. By shchita, you don't need ruba deminka. Abaye wants to say, lemaskana of the Gemara, that treif and shchita are the same. Right? The same din rov that you need by treifa, you would need by shchita. The rov anira leinayim of treifa, you would need that by shchita. The same, it's the same din shchita. Shchita and treifa are the same. So if by shchita, all you need is actual rov and metzias, why by treifa would you need more than that? Chor, it's the same. Chor, it's the same. This is the Rashi. Comes the Taz and says, it's very nice. The Rayas of the Rashba sound very nice, but it's not licked in the vert of Rashi. The Rashba wants to say, Rova Nirale Nayim means Rov HaMeshur. A Rov B'Metzios, 51%. That you can measure. Not a Rov in Halacha, that the Halacha treats like a Rov. Mechza, Mechza. No, a Rov in Metzios. That's not what Rashi says. What does Rashi say? Rashi adds one important word. Rov HaNir Leinayim, Klomar, Rov Gomer Shehu Nikar. What's the key word in Rashi? Shehu Nikar. He says Nikar. Ruba Deminkar. I mean, right? Do we need a bigger Raya that Rashi holds that you need Ruba Deminkar? Really a pella that the Rashba thought that Rashi didn't hold that Rov HaNir Leinayim means Ruba Deminkar. It just means a Rov HaMeshur. Rashi says Ruba HaNikar. Rov Gomer HaNikar. Rov Gomer HaNikar. I mean, Rashi is a Chiddush. The Gemara doesn't use a Lashon of Nikar. It doesn't say Nikar. But it says Nir Leinayim. Nira la'ayin. It sounds like nikar, that you can perceive it. Perceive it. So up to Taz, I'll give you a dimion to this Rashi. Taz says, give you a dimion that Rova Nira la'ayin means Ruba Deminkar. From Hilchas Tzitzis of all places. He says, V'chein isa loshon zeh b'shulchan aruch Baruch Chaim simin yud sif ches. Which Shulchan Aruch? Oh, page 3. Hilchas Tzitzis Simen Yud Sifches Kafa Shei Psucha Be'inyan Sheyesh Lo Dalet Kanfis. Some kind of a beged gets open, it has Dalet Kanfis. In Yikfu Ba Astringe, whatever that is, Hudover HaMachaber Tzadi HaBeged Achas El Achas. Okay, Shtabur says something that attaches the beged on each side. Lasosik is duma, kadelafotu mitzis. Let's say you don't want to put tzitzis. It's a beged that you don't want to put tzitzis on. It looks funny, you're going to have tzitzis on the beged. You want to have the tzitzis under your shirt. So you want to attach the sides. So ain't a mole, tikun ze, and lotia kvu, mechatzi orko lamata lachalapoches. Vagam shetia kvu lamata meachagor. Laman yea rov sosum, rov anirale naim, dim loken ye osum ishumaris ayin. What's the issue over here? That if you have Dal Kampos and there's a chiyuv to put on tzitzis, to zok the Shulchan Aruch, if you want to be mechaber the beged, it has to be rov sasim. How much is rov sasim? 51%? So Alpidin, 51% really should be enough. Once it's rov sasun and we treat the beged as if it's sasun, it doesn't have dalat kampas. So even if it's a little bit open on the bottom, that's not a problem if it's rov sasun. Just because there are two, there are four corners, two on each side, that doesn't make it four corners. It has to be pasuach on the sides. So if rov is sasun alpidin, really it should be potter from tzitzis. Ah, but there's a marisayan problem that people are going to think that you're walking around with a beged that's open without tzitzis. That's open without tzitzis. So zokta shulchan aruch, you need a rov hanira leinayim. It has to be a rov haniker, right? It has to be nira. I shouldn't say that. He says rov hanira leinayim. Right? That's the kind of rov you need, so that it won't be maras ayin. So zokta taz, you see the phrase rov hanira leinayim in the shulchan aruch over here. What does it mean over there? Does it mean 51%? Obviously not, because the maras ayin problem, the perception problem, still is going to be an issue if it's only 51%. Ella, what do you see? Rov hanira leinayim. It must mean ruba deminka. You see from tzitzis that this concept means ruba deminka. So here too, rov hanira leinayim must mean ruba deminka. It must mean ruba deminka. Gaval de garaya, the Taz says. Look at the other areas where we use such a phrase. It always means ruba deminka. So here too, it has to be ruba deminka. So the lashon of Rashi is mashma that rov hanira leinayim means ruba deminka. The halacha, the din of Shulchan Aruch, also sounds the same. It says the Taz, I have a problem. My problem is the lashon of the Gemara. V'niril haviraya ledas aran v'harashba. The Ran says the same as the Rashba. This is in page 1 and a half. The hamina begimara lashon zed the rov hanira leinayim be'inan le'inyan treifis. The phrase Rov Hanira Leinayim is used linear treifis. The parach hasan amanda amir mechza mechza kirov neha demotza chatzi kona pogam vahosa lo kosher ukshera. The Brisa says haya chatzi kona pogam vahosa lo kosher with kosher. So the Gemara asks, if you hold mechza mechza kirov, how can it be kosher? It's tacha treifa. It's not chatzi kona pogam anymore. Chatzi kona pogam is like rov pogam. So once it's rov pogam, then it should be a treifa. So on that, Rava says, Shining Lein Shreifa, Devin and Rav Hanira Leinai. So Frek de Taz, if you hold that Rav Hanira Leinai means Ruba de Minker, so what's going on over here? Chatzi Kona Pogam is kosher, and Rav Hanira Leinai is possible? Right? That's quite a jump. Right? It should have said, even if Rav HaKona is Pogam, even if Rov HaKona is Pogam, it still shouldn't be a treifa until Rov HaNira Leinayim is Pogam. Until it's Ruba Deminka. If we say Ruba Deminka is, let's say, 70%. Let's say. Right? So what is the Braisa say Chatzi Kona Pogam is not a treifa? V'hosif alav kol shehu. Right? If you mosif alav kol shehu, if it wouldn't have been Chatzi Kona Pogam, if it would have been a kol shehu mu'ataka, it would have been a treifa. Here it was chatzik and a pogam and you were hosul of kosher with a shechitas. That's what makes it a shechita kshera. But it sounds like if it wasn't hosul of kosher, but it, rather it was a kosher more than chatzik and pogam, that taka would be a treifa. That's not ruba deminker. That's just a little bit more. That's 51%. If in kain my timer amu chatzik and a pogam kosher hoylem lamar filu ruba pogam kosher kol sheina rov gadol hanira leinayim pella. Why do we say chatzi kona pogam is not a problem, but kol shehu mor is going to be a problem? It's not true, right? It should say rov pogam. Even rov, that's a bigger chiddush. Even rov pogam is not a problem. Rov hanira leinayim pogam is going to be a problem. Ruba deminker pogam is going to be a problem for treifa. It's not what the brises say. The brises constantly say chatzi kona pogam. Chatzi kona. It's not chatzi. It shouldn't be chatzi. It sounds like a little bit more than chatzi is going to be a treifa. It's not true. According to Rashi, right? According to Rashi, if you say that you need a ruba deminka, it says that mamish is mashma like the Rashba and the Ran. Mashma like the Rashba and the Ran. It's quite a right. Very difficult right. The Taz concludes that even though meikar adin, the Ran and the Rashba attack a right, the Shulchan Aruch passed like the Ran and the Rashba. No? Shulchan Aruch and Yeredeya Chof Aleph. Simen Chof Aleph Zif Aleph. Vim Shochad Rov Echa Mayim Ba'ov Rov Shnayim Ba'vehema U'b'chay Shchita Zuk Sher U'b'vad Sheyim Nidu Oso V'yim Tzu Shanishot Hu Rov V'kevon shem motzu shanishcha yosem echatzi afil k'chot asayra dayo. He says beferish the Shulchan Aruch. Even k'chot asayra, even a hair's breadth is fine. 51% is enough. Like the Ran and Rashi. So Zokta Taz, it makes sense. Because the Loshon of the Gemara, Chatzi Kanapogam, Trefa, Chatzi Kanapogam is not a Trefa, Hosul of Kolshu, sounds like if it's a Kolshu more than Chatzi Kanapogam, it would be a Trefa. You don't need Ruba Deminka by Trefa. He says, but since Rashi seems to be Machmir, right, Rashi seems to say Ruba Deminka, so he thinks you should be Machmir by Shechita that you need a Ruba Deminka. Shechita, Trefa. Let's understand. We're talking treifa, right? Treifa, you need a ruba deminka according to Rashi. So why shechita? So shechita, because what's the maskana of the Gemara? Abaye says shechita and treifa have the same din, right? Shechita and treifa have the same din from a kal v'chomer. If treifa is b'mashu mitrefa and you need rov anira leinayim by treifa, so kol shkein by shechita you should need rov anira leinayim, because shechita always needs more. So it sounds like shechita and treifa are the same. So even the L'inyan Trefa, it sounds like Rov HaMishur should be enough, because Chatzi Kanapogam is not a Trefa. It sounds like a little bit more than that is considered a Trefa. But Rashi is Machmer. Rashi is Machmer and Maker. Right? By Trefa, Rashi would be a Chumr. They said that you need Ruba Deminka by Trefa, so less than that would not be a Trefa. So that far, we're not going to go. Right, that far, we're going to go with the Ikar Adin, with the Rashba and the Ran, that really Rov HaMashur is sufficient. Right? That really Rov HaMashur is sufficient. But Le'inyan Shechita and Trefa go together, Abaye says, so Le'inyan Shechita, Zokta Taz, better to be Machmer for Rashi, better to have a Ruba Deminka, and not just a Rov HaMashur. That's the Taz. What's Rashi going to do with the Rayas of the Rashba? What's Rashi going to do with the Rayas of the Rashba? What's Rashi going to do with the Taras Kohanim? Let's talk Tachlis. The Taras Kohanim says Beferish that Shechita only needs a Rov HaMashur, right? Even Kachut HaSar is enough. Like the Shulchan Aruch, it's a Taras Kohanim. Rashi can't be against the Taras Kohanim. What's he going to say? If Rashi holds that Rov Anir Leinayim means Ruba Deminka, so how does he understand the Taras Kohanim? How do you understand the Taras Kohanim? Hello. Prima Godim is sensitive to this. Prima Godim says, Chodosh Hela de Minat Torah Birov Mashu have a rov bein linyan treifa bein linyan shechita. With Rabbana bein in b'shechita rov hanikir. Dilma lo yavid rov ki imechza. The Chodosh has this idea that maybe there's a split between the Raisa and the Rabban. Minat Torah rov Mashu is enough bein linyan treifa bein linyan shechita. Abaya puts them together. Against Rava. Rava wants to say Treifa somehow is a big issue. Rav. Abai puts them together. Says, Zokta Pri Chodosh, Minat Torah, they're together. Mid Rabbonan, though, by Shechita, you need a Rav Hanika. Why do you need a Rav Hanika? Because we're afraid that you're not going to do Rav. You'll only do Mechza. And we pass the Mechza. Mechza is not a Rav. So therefore, you have to do more. It's a Chumid Rabbonan. So the Prima Godim says the Pri Chodosh quotes a raya from Rashi that you need a Rov HaNikar. But Rashi is talking about Treifa, not about Shechita. But it still sounds like it sounds like Minatora, you need a Rov HaNikar by Treifas and by Shechita. The Pri Chodosh says what? Minatora, even a Rov Mashu, a Rov HaMashur is enough. How can that be? Rashi's talking about Treifus. That's it in Daraisa. And he says that you need a Rov HaNikar. Abaye says that Treifus and Shechita are similar, so you should need a Rov HaNikar by both. A Rov HaNikar by both. What's going on over here? Dr. Prima Godin Rashi's comment is according to Rava. Once Abaye comes around to say that Shechita and Treifa are the same, so maybe the rules change. Abaye basically is saying that you should need more by Shechita. If anything, you should need more by Shechita. Since Treifa is Mitrefa B'mashu and Shechita requires a Rav, you should need more by Shechita. Right? So you have to say that what? Rashi's Rov HaNirlein, I am Rov HaNikr. That's in the Havamim. In the Maskana, Abaye says Shechita and Treifa are the same. So once Shechita and Treifa are the same, he's learning that Minat Torah really, you don't need Rav HaNikar, neither by Treifa nor by Shechita, according to Maskana of the Gemara. That's how the Prima Gadim learns. In the Havamin of the Gemara, we thought that you need a Rav HaNir Elei Nayim by Treifa, and maybe not by Shechita, that's Rav. So Rashi interpreted that's Rav HaNikar. But the Bichadosh is learning within the Maskana of the Gemara, once Abaye says that Shechita and Treifa are the same, he's just being Doche Shitas Rava. He's saying that if you need a Rav HaNir Elei Nayim by Treifa, then certainly by Shechita you should see that you should need the same kind of Rav. But maybe his final word is Enachanami Yitaka don't. Yitaka don't, right? A Rav HaMashur is enough by Treifa. It's really enough by Shechita too. You do not need a Ruba de Minka by either of them. Abaye would say, right? Minat Torah, you don't need Rov HaNir Elei Nayim, not by Treifa, not by Shechita. So even if you say that that's a Ruba de Minka, but according to Maskana de Gemara, Yitaka don't need it. But the Chachamim are machmir to say that you should have a Ruba de Minka, at least by Shechita, to make sure that you'll shecht enough. Wow, that's quite a creative read. So according to that, the Torah's Kohanim is not Shver, according to Rashi. Because Rashi is going within the Havamim of the Gemara, within Rava's Shechita. Abaye changes everything. He says that Shechita and Treifa are the same. If Shechita and Treifa are the same, and basically what he's saying is the din should be the same. But what's the maskana that din is the same? The maskana is that taka, you don't need Ruba de Minka. Rov Mashu is sufficient, like the Torah's Kohanim. But Rabbanan though, Chazal say, better to have a Ruba de Minka by Shechita to ensure that you're gonna shech the whole way. Any questions? So what's the maskana of the Gemara? What's the final word? So the Gemara has this kasha. This kasha from Areshah Yechatzi Kanapovim. Rava wants to say the treif is different than Shechita. Abaye rejects it. So what's the maskana? Ela dekuli alma mechza mechza ina karo v'chayitma derav with the Rav Kahana le'ini Pesachit. Okay. We'll get to Pesach tomorrow. So comes Tosus and he asks the kasha. So if this is the maskana of the Gemara, the kulei alma mechza mechza is not kerov. So let's try to understand other cases in Shas. Is this going to make any sense? So he says the kulei alma mechza mechza ena kerov. In Toma, the perakam of the erevin paskina kerov papa the amar poritz ke omed mutter. Rav Papa paskins poritz ke omed mutter. What does that mean? When it comes to mechitzas legabe erevin, we know that you can carry in a Rishus HaYochid, but you can't carry in a Rishus HaRabbi. Right? What's a Rishus HaYochid? It has to have mechitzas. It has to have walls. Natural walls, man-made walls. It has to have some kind of walls. Right? It has to be encircled. Encircled on three sides, encircled on four sides. It has to be encircled in some way. So of course, the way to make a mechitza is to have omei, to have standing wall. What happens if you have breaches in the wall? So that's the shaylif. Omed kaparet. Let's say you don't have any tremendous pirtzes. There are no pirtzes, is what we call in the Gemara and Erevin, a pirtz of yeser me yeser. There's no pirtz of more than 10 amas. A pirtz of more than 10 amas breaks up everything. But let's say it's small pirtzes. You have an amma of omed, an amma of parots, an amma of omed, an amma of parots. Four amas of omed, two amas of parots, right? No great pirtzes. So if Omid is takam ruba la paretz, if on one side, let's say you have Omid. The Omid is greater than the paretz. You have a lot of pirtzes, but the Omid is greater than the paretz. That's fine. No problem. Because we treat that as though it's Omid, since it's Rubo Omid, so we treat it as though it's Sosum, and it's a Mechitz. What happens if paretz ka Omid? Let's say it's half and half. Mamish half and half. Right? You have Omid, and then you have paretz. Then you have Omid, and then you have paretz. Right? It's mamish half and half. You can figure it out, right? Right? If it's half and half, what's the din? It's machlokas amarayim. We pass in that paretz ka'omed mutter. The paretz ka'omed is fine. Sounds like mechza al mechza to me. Right? You have a mechza al mechza in the mechitza. Rav Papa says that it's mutter. Sounds like mechza al mechza is fine. I thought you just told me the kulayama mechza al mechza ain't no kerov. Mechza al mechza is far from fine. It's not kerov. So why legabi mechitzis is it considered kerov? Pile ployim fractisus. V'haya nira lechalek ben shar isurin bedover hatoloi bechius. What does that mean? Ben shar isurin bedover hatoloi. I saw the other Gemara has a different girsa. Ben shar isurin lidover hatoloi bechius. Taisus says, I be mechalek between shari surin, meaning other halachas, and a dovra hatolui bechias. What's the dovra hatolui bechias? Shchita. Shchita. Dovra hatolui bechias. Ilav demaisi alola el de Tana. If not for the fact that the Gemara brings a raya from Tana earlier, I'd be mechalek between erevin and shchita. Shchita is a dovra hatolui bechias. Erevin is not a davar tadachis. It's shar. It's some shar halachas. It's a different halacha. So if mechalek, I'd say, look, mechza mechza is not kerov leinian shchita. It's a davar tadachis, but it is kerov leinian erevin. That's what Tosas says. I would have said that, but I can't say that because of the raya from Tana. What does Tosas say? There's a lot in this line. Just this line. Before we even get to the next line of Tosas, what's Tosas saying? A few things here. First of all, what's the shaila whether mechza mechza kerov or not kerov legabe shchita? What's the shaila? So I didn't want to bring you this tosis because we're not here. Like it's like in the middle of everything. But what's he saying? He has a pshat. Now, we talked about shita mekubetzes, other pshatim. Tosis has a pshat over here. He's saying that maybe the machlokas mechza mechza kerov mechza mechza not kerov is when does the chias of the animal? When does the chias of the bal chaylif? It's a davar hatolei b'chias. Shchita is a davar hatolei b'chias. The halacha Moshe Sinai is determining when the chias is yotzei. It can't be called a shchita if the chias is not going to be yotzei. So the shaila is the chias yotzei only with rov mamish, or is the chias yotzei with metza mechza? Dino kerov means that the chias is yotzei with metza mechza. That would be a way of looking at the machlokas metza mechza kerov metza mechza not kerov as being a shchita dika halacha. A shchita de kalacha. It's a function of when the chias is yotzei, mechza mechza or rov mamish. Comes Tosas and says, but that couldn't be the machlokas mechza mechza kerov or not kerov. Why couldn't that be the machlokas whether mechza mechza kerov or not? Why? Because of Tana. Because from the raya from Tana, you see what? That it's a kolatara kula de kedin. It's not a shchita de kedin, right? Not like Rashi. Rashi says no, it's a shchita de kedin. In the havamina again, right? In the maskana of the gemara, it's not going to be a shchita de kedin. Why not? Why is it not a shchita de kedin? Where's the machlokas said? In Pesach. It has nothing to do with shchita. It's in Pesach. We're not even at Purim yet. It's talking about Hilchas Pesach. We'll see which din it's talking about. But it's nothing to do with shchita. That's Rashi in the beginning. Kosal kadaitach le'inin shchita. Because it's not kosal kadaitach. But at that stage, Rashi holds, the gemara is thinking, it's a shchita de kedin. A shchita de kedin. I derive from Tana, so Shidim Kubetza says, no, it's a rye from a Kolshke. But Tosus wasn't learning like that. This was the Tosus that I was pointing out to you. Tosus holds that the Machlok is Metzah Metzah Grovo, not Kirov, that's a Kolatura Kula de Kitin. It's a Kolatura Kula de Kitin. It's not a Shchiti de Kitin. I, but Tosus on Chavchesim and Aleph says that we learn Rubo from Kasher, Halacha Moshe Sinai, from the Reish and Kasher. So we said that it's really a Kol HaTorah Kula Dikadim, but there's a remez. He's saying there's a remez from the Pasuk, but it's not a Shechita Dikadim. And that's why when Tosfos up top on Chof Tes explains that Rav holds Metzah Metzah Kerov means Shchot Dover Choshev, he's not saying it's a Shechita Dikadim. It's that Metzah Metzah is always Kerov. It's always a function of a Dover Choshev, Bein B'Shechita, Bein B'Taner. It's always an inyan of Dover Choshev. Don't leave a davar chashev. Shchot davar chashev. It's not shchot ruba. Shchot davar chashev. It's a kol haTorah kula dekedin. Tosfos clearly holds that it's a kol haTorah kula dekedin because he says he picks on the raya from Tanur. It's clear. It's not a din in the chiyus of the balchai when it's yotze, but rather it's a kol haTorah kula dekedin. But that's what Tosfos says. I would have liked to have been mechalik between shchit as opposed to shar halacha and shar yisurim. To say that the whole machlokas matzah matzah kirov is a shchita dekedin, it's totally in the chiyus of the balchai, but it's impossible to say that. He says I can't do that because the raya from Tanner is clearly mashma that it's a kol haTorah kula dekedin, and if it's a kol haTorah kula dekedin, it should apply not only to shchita, it should apply to erevin too. So my kasha is a good kasha. That's the kasha of Tosfos. In Erevin they bring other rice. Here they bring these rice. There in Erevin they bring other rice. Shema yesh lechalik v'tosis dehocha issa v'tumah v'hasam le'inim mechitzas v'lodam. Maybe there's a chilik. This is talking about issa and tuma, shchita and tuma, tanner. Right? Shchita, issa, tuma, tanner. There's talking about mechitzas. Maybe mechitzas are different. Parts coming is a din of mechitzas. Here, Matzah Matzah, this is talking about Isser, Tuma. Maybe here we talk of Haskin, Matzah Matzah is not Kerov. But by Mechitzos, we'll say that Matzah Matzah is Kerov. Why? Why? What's the chiluk? What's the chiluk? No? What's the chiluk? I'm sure you thought of something during the day. I mean, you just read this and you went by it? I gotta think of what the chiluk is. The Tosfos Harash has his chiluk, but is that what Tosfos is saying? There's a chiluk. Tosfos Harash has an interesting statement. We'll get to it. What's the chiluk of Tosfos? Think about it. Think about what the chiluk should be, and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, I'll share with you an idea that some of the experts have.